This week's Parsha, as we know, is Parsha's Kisisa. And one of the important mitzvahs that's discussed in Parsha's Kisisa is the mitzvah of Ach Es Shabsos HaTishmoru, about Shmira Shabbos. Now, obviously, this is something we learn about already in Parsha's Yisro by the Aseres HaDibros, Zachar Siyama Shabbos. The Kadsho, it's something that's mentioned here in our Parsha once again, Ach Es Shabsos HaTishmoru, in Parsha's Vayakel. We talk about it also at great detail. So one aspect of how to keep Shabbos properly is the importance of learning Torah on Shabbos, and that is from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadi, quotes in the name of the Medrash Tanchuma. On the Parsha, Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael vayomar aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of the Jewish people together and he speaks to them, says the Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu Balei Agada Omrim, the Balei Agada tell us, teach us, mitchilas ha-Torah vat sofar, you look from the entirety of Torah, from the beginning until the end, Ein va parsha shenemar barosha vayakel el azos bilvad. There is no other place where you find that Moshe Rabbeinu instructs to gather everyone in together except for here. Vayakel Moshe, just one place, nowhere else. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why is it that he gathers everyone in? Because God says, Asei lecha kihilos gedolos udrosh lefneim barabim hilcha Shabbos. Because now is when you're about to teach them about hilcha Shabbos. You have to do that all together, gathering everybody in. And the Medrash says, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, "Kedei sheyilmedu mimcha daros habayim," in order that future generations should learn from you, "Lahakil kehilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos," that every Shabbos we have an obligation to get together and to have a public shir, in order that we can learn Torah. "V'lichnas b'beis haMedrash lilmod u'lahoros l'bnei Yisrael divrei Torah iser v'heter," that we have the opportunity to come together and to learn Torah together and to study Torah together and to have public shiurim. And then the Beis Yosef writes, this doesn't only apply to Shabbos, it applies to Yantiv as well, that every Yantiv we should have a public opportunity to share Divrei Torah with one another. And then the Beis Yosef writes, Mikan Samchu. And from here is the origin of the practice, Bechol Tfutzos Yisrael. Not just in my community, he says. This is Bechol Tfutzos Yisrael, Lihikavetz beBeis HaKnesses, to gather, to unite, to convene in the Beis HaKnesses, Likra Mikra V'Lidrash Barabim Agada Achar Su'uda Shabbos. We have an obligation, he says, and this is where it comes from, to get together on Shabbos afternoon after we've already had a meal, after we're all full and we're ready to go, to have an opportunity to share Divrei Agada and Divrei Torah with each other. So that, says the Beis Yosef, is something that's a widespread practice, and it's really based off the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu does that in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. The Torah there writes as well, La'achar Hashina, after one goes to sleep and has a good nap on Shabbos afternoon, Kol v'medrash k'deisa v'medrash, he says we have the minhag, we have the practice to all be kovei medrash, to sit down and learn Torah together. As he says, is quoted in the Medrash, Amr Torah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah comes, so to speak, with a taina against the Ribono Shel Olam and says, Ribono Shel Olam, k'sheyikansu Yisrael la'aretz, what's going to be? Now we're in the midbar, everybody has nothing to worry about, and you have Anani HaKavod and the man of the Be'er, there's no dagas HaParnasa, there's nothing wrong. It's very easy for them to learn Torah and to be connected, but I'm not happy about when they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be then? Kishikansu Yisrael la'aretz, zeh rutz l'karmo, this one's going to be running to his field, and this one's going to be rutz l'sadeyu, that one's going to be running to his business and his thing. V'ani matei alai, what's going to be with me? Who's going to study the Torah? Amar lei, the Ribono Shel Olam answers him back, yesh li zug sh'ani mezaveg lach, v'shabes shemo, she'em etelu mimelachtam v'yecholam lazag bach, says the Torah, that's what Shabbos is for. Shabbos is primarily for not just the Isser Malacha, not for all the other ideas of Shabbos. Shabbos was primarily given as the antidote to the Dagas HaParnasa that we have all week. And Shabbos is the opportunity that we have to be off from work and to have the opportunity to be Osek in the Torah itself. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes, that's what the Torah writes, and this is obviously a very important aspect and element of Shabbos. So much so that the Gemara Gittin Daf Lamed Ches goes so far as to say that when we have a public shir in shul on Shabbos, as the Beis Yosef wrote, it has a very strong makar, it has a very strong source for where that comes from, but the Gemara says this obviously was a practice already in the times of the Gemara, that they used to have a public shir on Shabbos afternoon, and the Gemara tells us there that there are three things that cause wealthy balabatim to be nachti minich sehon, to lose their money. You have prominent people in the community who are very wealthy, and the Gemara gives three reasons why very often we find that they lose their money. And one of them that the Gemara says, again, we would never say this on our own, but one of them that the Gemara mentions here is, Hanu dekavi su'udasa b'shabbos b'idan b'midrasha. Rashi explains that it means they have the chutzpah to go and eat a Shabbos meal, and although they're doing it the kavod Shabbos, and they want to enjoy with all the company and the guests, But they do it at the time when there's a public shiur going on in the Beis Medrash, and that is inappropriate. Says the Gemara, this is such a strong practice, we don't have the right. So much so that the Rokeach writes, as quoted in the Magen Avram, even if it means a person is going to end up missing out on eating Shalashuddas. Now, Shalashuddas is a very important halacha to keep to, but says the Magen Avram, this minog of having the shiur on Shabbos afternoon would even override the importance of eating Shalashuddas. That's what the Magen Avram quotes from the Rokeach, because this is a very upstanding practice. This is an old minhag, as quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Tur, and already in the Gemara, and this is something we should be very careful about. Just before a question, The Medrash that the Acharonim quote is also something that's very frightening. This is really what the Magen Avraham alludes to before he gets to that Rokeach, but the Medrash writes as follows, Rameir was probably the rabbi of the town, whatever it was, he was the Rosh Hashiva, so Shabbos afternoon he would get up and give a shiur, like was the practice in the times of the Tanaim and Amoraim. So the Gemara says that one fine Shabbos afternoon, his two children that he had at home passed away. The Gemara says, Rameir comes home after Shabbos to see what's doing in his house after the shir, after Mariv, and he gets home and he sees that his two children are munachem al amita. He sees his two children are no longer alive, and he can't understand, and he starts to cry, and he says, Bini, Bini, what happened? How come you passed away? What's going on? And the Medrash asks, why were nischayvu banam shel Rameir umesu shnei bevasachas? What could they possibly have done to deserve to die both together on the same Shabbos while their father was giving the shir? And the Medrash writes, "Mepnei shahayu regilim lahaniach beis medrash v'yoshlim ba'achila v'shtia." They showed a neglect, a disregard for the fact that their father was giving the public shir. The public shir on Shabbos afternoon is something that's very important. Like the Medrash tells us, this is the reason why the children of Rameir passed away, and this is why in the Gemara we find as well that this is something that even overrides some other Isurim of Shabbos. As we mentioned, the Magen Avraham says, even if it means not eating Shalashuddas, that might be what has to be the consequence. But the Shabbos shir is very important. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Kuchavav writes, also Gemara in Beitza, that you're allowed to be Mefane, Kalim, Mimakam Lamakam, you're allowed to do Tircha Shalol Tzorech, even though you're not Stam allowed to move things around, it looks like you're doing Melacha on Shabbos. But if it's for the purpose of having more seats in the Beis Medrash for people to come and learn, you're allowed to do that. And you see that we override other aspects of Shabbos because the Shabbos afternoon shir is something that we take very, very seriously. So the Magen Mishnah says, why do we get so carried away? So the Talmud Chacham gives a shir, so I'm not interested. Or if I'm a Talmud Chacham on my own, I don't want to go listen to this one shir. I have nothing to learn from him, if you can say such a thing. Or if you'll say, I give my own shir, I'm not interested. Or I can learn, I can be maver seder on my own. What am I going to go to the rabbi shir to go listen to that? I'm not interested in what he's talking about. I don't want to hear, says the Magen Mishnah, no. The practice always was, he says, that the rabbanim would get up and give a shir about Shabbosos, about the halachos of Shabbos, and about Isser Vehet, or whatever it was. Va'afilu ala chachamim agdolim. Even when you had great tamini chachamim in the community, haya harav makbid kishalo hayubam lishma dvarav. The practice always was that they had to come as well, even though you're a big Talmud Chacham, and the rabbi of the shul is a lesser Talmud Chacham. For example, one precedent that we have of such a thing is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, you'll be surprised, was not the rabbi of Tzvat. The rabbi of Tzvat was a Talmud of the Beis Yosef. Who was that? What? The Alshich. The Alshich was the rabbi of Tzvat, and he was not, the Alshich was the rabbi, even though his rebbe, the Beis Yosef, the Helik of Shulchan Aruch, was the one who was one of his balabatim. And the Beis Yosef writes about when he went to the shir of his Talmud, because Shabbos afternoon, that's what you do. Shabbos afternoon, you go to the shir. Even if you're the Beis Yosef who's working on writing the Shulchan Aruch, even if you're doing that, you should go ahead and go to the shir. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes. Afilu achacham magdolim, even if you think you're a big chacham. So why is this? Why do we get so carried away? Why is that important? Says the Magen Mishnah, the fisha kibbutz berovam, because when we get together as one in unison to come and learn Torah, that's the way to have the central focus of the Jewish people on what has to be focused on in our community. If we show that this is important, and even the famous Rav like the Beis Yosef will come to the shir, it shows that this is where our attention is supposed to be. And it doesn't matter how many excuses you have, and it doesn't matter you have to go eat Shalashuddas, and it doesn't matter you are the Beis Yosef and you're the great Talmud Chacham, you have an obligation, says the Magen Mishnah, to come participate in the shir on Shabbos afternoon, because that's what Shabbos is all about. It's the opportunity to be mechazik, the chizuk hadas, and shmiras gedarv. That's the way to be mechazik ourselves in what's important and what's valuable in the religion itself. Yeah.
Okay, so two things. First of all, can we bring food to the public shir to be able to shalashos?
Sure.
Okay, that's the one. Number two, in terms of when the Rebbe mentioned in the Gemara that there are three things that cause one to lose their money, what could
So we could talk the other two another day, and nothing to do with Shabbos. This one is the one that the Gemara says, in our context, that's why I thought it was worth mentioning.
Right.
There's a Sefer written by the brother of the Maharal Prague. It's called the Sefer HaChaim. So there he says, why is Shabbos such an important day to learn Torah? What about every other day of the week? So we have off on Sunday. Why don't we learn Torah on Sunday also? Obviously we should. But why do we not find such a insistence that we learn Torah on Sunday or on Friday or anything else? What's so special about Shabbos? So the brother in Maharal writes, Shabbos hi hatoelas hagedora el haTorah. He says Shabbos is so beneficial for the study of Torah itself. Ki hamnucha v'amargo, because the calm, because the atmosphere of relaxation that we have on Shabbos, sheyimtza bo haAdam gorim sheyir libo panei l'talmud Torah, that causes that we have more of a clear head. We're not worried about everything else because we're not running anywhere. We have nowhere to go. Shabbos, we're here. What are we busy with? And therefore, says the brother of the Maharal, this is why on Shabbos we have the opportunity to understand Torah better, va'or ha'chachma v'ha'seichel nitosvu b'bayom. And we have more of an opportunity to have chachma and seichel more so than the other days of the week when we're busy running around and doing other things. The Chazon Ish writes as well that in his own life he found that there were many svaras amuka shabbat Torah, there were many complicated, complex, profound ideas in Torah that he only was able to come to an understanding of on Shabbos. Because during the week, again, the Chazon Ish, I don't know what he did during the week, I would assume he also was learning during the week, but he said on Shabbos he had something special that allowed him to have a deeper understanding of certain things that he otherwise was not able to understand. I did see something beautiful in the Lev Eliyahu, which is the Sefer of Rabbi Elia Lapian. So he writes a fascinating comment in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. He says he spent one Shabbos, I think it was only one Shabbos, by the home of the Chafetz Chaim, and he said on that Shabbos the Chafetz Chaim explained to him why Talmud Torah on Shabbos is so important. So the Chafetz Chaim said as follows, we know that there's a comment of the Vilna Gaon that every word of Torah, when we say Talmud Torah keneged kula, we say Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, it's so amazing, it's so incredible. So the Vilna Gaon said that the mila of Talmud Torah is on every one word of Torah that you learn. Each word by itself is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though it only makes sense once you finish a sentence, once you finish a paragraph, once you finish a whole shtickle Torah, block and mara. If you read one word, it doesn't really make sense by itself. Said the Vilna Gaon, no, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every word by itself, and therefore you accumulate so many mitzvahs as you learn Torah. Said the Chafetz Chaim to Rebbe Elia Lapian, Shabbos, he argued, the Yerushalmi tells us, Shkula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Shabbos is considered an equal to the rest of the mitzvahs. And this is why the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Hei as well, that someone is Mechala Shabbos v'farhesi is Dino Ka'akum, because it's as if you're not keeping anything. Shabbos is considered on some level to be on par with all the other mitzvahs. Therefore, argued the Chafetz Chaim a Chiddush, but the Chafetz Chaim argued as follows. Any mitzvah that you do on Shabbos is amplified times 613, because it's Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Therefore, said the Chafetz Chaim, if you go ahead and you learn Torah on Shabbos, that's not only Keneged 613, it's every word of Torah that you learn is Keneged 613, not just the whole mitzvah, it's every word. How can you give up such an opportunity? How can you not spend Shabbos learning Torah the whole Shabbos when you know you can accumulate so many mitzvahs? And he writes that the Chafetz Chaim told him that when a person is in the Yemei Aslichas and they're trying to figure out what kind of schusim can I get together, how can I accrue schusim quickly before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chafetz Chaim said the best thing to do is to learn Torah on Shabbos. That's 613 mitzvahs, every word of Torah that you see. How can you give up on such an opportunity? That's what the Chafetz Chaim told the great tzaddik Rabbi Elia Lapian. And this is what the Ben Ish Chai writes as well in the Sefer on Chumash. Gadol ha'pol ha'nasa me'esek ha'Torah b'yam ha'Shabbos. So great, so profound is that which we can accomplish and our learning of Torah on Shabbos. Yoser, elef pamim min ha'nasa me'esek ha'Torah she'yim ha'achol. It's 1,000 times better, says the Ben Ish Chai. Elef pamim yoser. It's 1,000 times better than any learning that we're engaged in during the week. And again, you can find all the reasons why, like the Chazon Ish said, like the Chafetz Chaim said, the Vilna Gaon. However, the learning of Torah on Shabbos is obviously something that is supposed to take a very central role in the experience of Shabbos itself. When we talk about in Parshas Kisisa, Es Shabbosai Tishmor, we think about how exactly we're supposed to keep the Shabbos. This is what it means. This is what keeping Shabbos means. Not just the do's and the don'ts and the malachas and figuring out the Yisurim and the mitzvahs, but also the Esek and Talmud Torah. That's what Shabbos was made for. Let's just close this an absolutely amazing story about the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra was one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, as we know. He was in the 1100s, the end of the 1000s, I guess, not really the way to say it. But the Ibn Ezra has an amazing story, and he writes as follows. Vayhi b'shnas, he writes the year that it was. He says, b'chatzi halayla b'leil ha-shabbos, it was one Friday night, 12 o'clock at night, on the 14th of Teves, ani Avram ha-svardi Ibn Ezra, I, Rabbeinu Avram Ibn Ezra, ha-yisi b'ir achas me'ari ha'i, he says, I was found myself somewhere traveling. Again, the Ibn Ezra had a strange story. He was born in Spain, and then he ended up running away because there was some expulsion that happened, and then he tried to run here and run there. Apparently he went to Eretz Yisrael, then he came back. Some say he died in England. I don't know. It's not clear exactly what happened with the Ibn Ezra, but he was traveling. So here he writes, he was on one of those travels, and he was in Achas Me'ari Ha'ai. He was on one of the islands. Ai is an island, so he found himself on an island. Hanikra Kitzei Ha'aretz. I was at the other end of the world. So I don't know what the other end of the world or what understanding they had of geography back then, but he says, I was somewhere very far away. Vani ha'isi yashin v'shinasi arva alai. He says, I had a wonderful sleep Friday night, very geshmak. Ve'era b'chalom, and suddenly in the middle of my dream, I have somebody shows up. V'hine omen the negdi kemara gever. Some man is standing in front of me. U'v'yadu igeres chasuma. And he's holding, he's like the postal man. And he's holding a letter for me to open up. Vayan v'yomer elai. And he tells me, Kach zos ha'igeres, I want you to take this letter. I was here sent specially to deliver it to you, Avram ibn Ezra. And who is it sent by? Shalcha elecha ha'shabbos. Shabbos sent you a letter that they want you to read, and we want you to open up this letter and see what it says. So the Ibn Ezra writes, Ve'eko v'eshtachav ala Hashem, I jumped out of bed, I was bowing down on the ground, what, I just received a letter from Shabbos, what's going on here? Va'avarechas Hashem asher nosanu lanu. And I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us Shabbos and how much I love it. Hashir kibdani ze'akud. What a great honor that Shabbos communicated with me and sent a letter to me. I'm so excited. I didn't even read it yet. Ve'etva sena b'shtei yada. He said, I took it with my two hands. Ve'yada natfumar. My hands were trembling. They were shaking. How am I going to open up this letter? What's it going to say? Ve'ekra'ena. And I read it. Ve'atihi b'reishas b'fi. He says, when I started reading it, it was kidvash l'mazik. It was like the sweetest letter in the world. A beautiful poem that Shabbos wrote to him. Ach bekari hatur macharonim, he says, then when I got to later on in the letter, Cham libi bekirmi v'kimat teitzei nafshi. He said, I almost lost my life from reading this beautiful letter from Shabbos, and I got nervous, and I didn't understand, what does Shabbos have against me? What did I do wrong? Ve'eshal al ha'omid ha'negdi, and I asked this messenger that sent me the letter, Ma pishi machatasi, what have I done wrong? Why are you admonishing me in the letter here? What's wrong? From when I was an adult and I understood what it means to have a relationship with God, once I started to learn and acquaint myself with His mitzvos, Shabbos was always on the top of the list. Why is Shabbos coming to me with a claim? What did I do wrong? Before Shabbos came, I used to go out to the fields and make sure to be mekabel Shabbos. After Shabbos was over, I would have a big fancy malava malka with tupim, with shivim, with cholos. I used to have a whole band going and playing to usher the Shabbos away. So who is there that kept Shabbos as carefully as I? What have I done to deserve this letter? Anyway, he goes on to a whole discussion there about why it is that Shabbos had a claim against him. He wrote something in his Pirush on Chumash that Shabbos didn't like, whatever it might be. But in the middle of that Igeris, the Ibn Ezra writes over what that letter was that Shabbos wrote to him. And one of those lines is such a beautiful line, and he writes, Bechol Yom, every day of the year, Yimtzu Shari Tevuna. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the opportunity to have Seichel, to have Das, to have understanding, to have wisdom. However, Biyomo, on Shabbos, Niftechu Me'ashe Arim. So every day we have the opportunity to have a greater understanding of Torah and of life. However, he says, on Shabbos, Niftechu Me'asharim. And this is the letter that Shabbos itself sent to the Ibn Ezra. What that means, I don't really understand. But the Ibn Ezra writes over the letter and he says that Shabbos gives us the opportunity to study Torah on a level that we don't have any other day of the week. Shabbos in some way gives us an incredible experience, an incredible opportunity not only to keep the Shabbos, but also to study the words of Torah Hashem on Shabbos and to take advantage of that incredible opportunity that we have every week of our lives, every Shabbos, Shabbos in, Shabbos out. That the Shabbos avails us the opportunity to have a deeper understanding of parts of Torah that we otherwise may not have been able to understand.